Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. During spring, Melbourne is brought to life with film, installations, drag, singing and more for Durban Arts Fuse Festival. 2025 kicking off August 31st, and here to talk all things Fuse is Rebecca Sachero. Thanks for jumping on and giving us a guide through Fuse.
No worries. It's great to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit of who are you, Rebecca? What's your role at Fuse? What do you do? Where are you from?
My name is Rebecca Sachero, and I am of Argentinian background and living on beautiful Wurundjeri Woiwurrung country. And my role at Fuse Festival is that I'm the festival and events lead at the city of Darebin. So as part of my role, I lead Darebin Arts annual festival, Darebin Fuse Festival. And then I also work on other events around other parts of the year.
So when it comes to Fuse Festival, for our audiences, what is Fuse?
Fuse is Darebin's annual multi-arts festival. Multi-arts meaning that we have music, we have performance, we have projections, we have exhibitions, all different kinds of art forms. And it consists of signature events, which are events that my team, we produce and program. We also have a funding stream called Fuse Fund, where we select awesome arts projects to get a little bit of extra cash and be part of the festival. And then we have our open access program, which is a program where anyone can apply, can submit an event that they're working on, and it can be part of the festival program.
There is some distinct programming for the art and acts and artists that you have for Fuse Festival, as well as First Nations programming. What's it look like?
Well, when you jump on the Fuse website, you'll see that we have sort of different categories of events. And first of all, we have a huge variety of different events. We have some events that are ticketed and quite a lot of events that are also free. For example, we have Fuse Films, where we screen films at Thornbury Picture House. And that event is all free, but you just have to register online. We also have the Fuse Deadly Darebin program, which showcases all of our work by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists. And we're especially proud of that one this year. And then we also have the open access program that I mentioned before. So there's events that are happening at all different music venues and places around Darebin during the festival dates.
Can you take us a little bit behind the scenes of Darebin Arts? The amount of collaboration that would go into something like this, building up Fuse, the program, like working with so many artists and art installation, what's been like a big win and accomplishment along the way?
The thing with festivals is there's so many different people that are involved. So collaboration is really important, and it's really important to us when we're working on a festival. I mean, something I'm really proud of is our work in collaboration with Wurundjeri Woiwurrung Corporation. So working with traditional owners, and they've been a presenting partner on one of our events, Gambu Gulen. I'm also so proud of the work that we've had with elders who've helped us shaping our program and given us amazing advice. Really, we've collaborated with so many different groups in the Darebin community, lots of independent artists, lots of venues, and then within council as well, we work with other teams. So we're working with the youth services team on some events. We have events in the libraries. We really work with collaboration as a key principle at the start of everything that we do.
We can't get into everything that's happening at Fuse. There would be so much. But for you, what are your top picks that you're keen for audiences to see?
I mentioned this event before, but my top pick would definitely be our opening event, Gambu Gulen Wood Handle Yuangus, which translates to From Many to the Next in Woiwurrung language. This event has been curated by Ethan Savage and Stacey Piper, and it features a personal favourite artist of mine, Emma Donovan. It's our big opening event in celebration of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture and excellence. And it's also an event where we invite everyone who's recently become a citizen in the city of Darebin to come along and be a part of a really special welcome to country and smoking ceremony where they get to be formally welcomed onto Wurundjeri country. I'd also recommend coming to see Fuse at Northcote Town Hall. We have this epic, massive 3-day free event, which features two enormous immersive installations. One of them is Tarusaru the Kerner Skink by Elizabeth Close and Jack Buckskin. So just imagine a huge glow-in-the-dark inflatable skink taking over Civic Square in Northcote. And the other installation is the Cochlear by Snuff Puppets, which is a huge inflatable cochlear, which is a part of your inner ear, that you walk through. And when you're inside there, you're going to hear beautiful stories of trans and gender diverse people's experiences. If you come to the opening event of that on the Friday night, you'll be lucky enough to see the excellent Stone Motherless Cold and Cerulean Aboriginal drag queens performing. And we're also going to have delicious crepes made by Crepes for Change, which is a social enterprise that raises money for youth homelessness. So yeah, I think those two events will be real highlights of the program, and I'm super proud that they're going to be free for everyone and they're both family friendly as well. So definitely try and come down and see them.
Since you've been working on this and you've been talking to so many people and you work over a long period of time, do you want to spin a yarn about like anything interesting that's happened along the way?
Our amazing curator in residence who we work with on Gambergoolan, Ethan Savage. So Ethan comes to work with us at council and programs and curates the event. It's really special because when we work at council, we're working in this big organization that's council, and it's basically being like a public servant. But it's awesome when you get to work with absolutely deadly mob like Ethan, who knows so much about great music and culture, and they can bring that all into the space. We've been so lucky to work with someone like Ethan to program Gambergoolan this year. I think it was really special when Ethan suggested, why don't we see if Emma Donovan is keen to come and perform at the event, because Emma Donovan also lives in the city of Darebin, so she's a local resident. That was such an awesome idea, and we were so lucky that Emma Donovan was keen to come and perform. So you can come and see Emma Donovan at Gambergoolan Sunday the 31st of August. The good thing about this event is it's super welcoming for everyone to come along to. And I think that the ethos of that being a community event aligns for Emma as well.
One of those interesting things that you brought up earlier is inviting newly citizened people to the event. Is that a new thing that you've decided to do, or is this something that's recurring?
No, well, actually, Gambergoolan has a really interesting history, this event. Darebin City Council made a really historic decision that they were going to stop holding citizenship ceremonies on January 26th. And that was a really like progressive move by the council at the time. But as a result of that, Darebin Council actually lost our right to hold citizenship ceremonies for a short period of time. And out of that decision, the Darebin Aboriginal Advisory Committee decided, well, if we can't hold citizenship ceremonies, maybe we should do this event, Gambergoolan, instead. And instead of doing a formal citizenship ceremony, we'll do a beautiful Wurundjeri Welcome to Country and Smoking for new citizens, so they get to know whose country they're on. And so that's where this event originated from. Nowadays, Darebin is allowed to do citizenship ceremonies again, but we make it a special effort to invite every new citizen to come along. And it's really special because these new citizens get to experience this Welcome to Country and Smoking ceremony. And for some of them, it's the first time they've ever experienced Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture.
It must feel really special to have it tied to also a cultural arts event.
Yeah, exactly, because they get to have this cultural ceremony experience, some really good music. We also have kids activities with Auntie Brenda, who always does an amazing like cultural arts activity for little ones to get involved in, offer a native planting experience as well with Sustained Food Network. So all the new citizens and attendees at the event get the chance to plant an Indigenous plant. We're also going to have a sausage sizzle because food's important, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a way to have people not just see the event, but actually be a part of the events.
It's definitely very participatory.
For audiences who are keen to find out more and book tickets or plan their outings for the week, where can they go for more information?
So for audiences who want to find out more information, you can head to art.darebin.com.au. Most of the events are free that we've spoken about today as well. And you can also follow Darebin_arts on Instagram.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on and having a yarn with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Rebecca Sachiro, Festivals and Event Lead for Darebin Arts, talking with NITV Radio about Fuse Festival. Fuse kicks off with Gambergoolan opening ceremony on the 31st of August, then runs for 2 weeks of programming. To find out more, check out online at Darebin Arts Fuse. You've been listening to NITV Radio.